p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. This film from 1980 chronicles the life of country singer Loretta Lynn. Sissy Spacek brings sincerity and depth to her portrait of Loretta and does her own singing in the movie, as does Beverly D'Angelo in the role of Patsy Cline. Tommy Lee Jones also delivers one of his best performances. Again, that's Coal Miner's Daughter on Wednesday, September 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up at 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock, Project Censored will be here, featuring a recent speech by legendary activist Ralph Nader, who says one person can make a difference. But first, it's Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Columbia Land Trust, conserving and connecting people with the nature of the Northwest. More information, including tours, events, and volunteer opportunities, online at columbialandtrust.org.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, August 29th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the fishnet. And do consider getting ahead of the curve and starting your membership drive, personal membership drive, early. By calling in, by going to it's the easiest, really, to, I think, anyway, just to go to that wonderful KBOO website and doing everything that you need to do online. And you can do that right now as you're listening to this program. Could not possibly be easier. And as you know, if you're already a member, it makes a big difference to how you feel about your participation in this radio station and in your community and in the greater world at large, beyond the fishbowl that is Portland. It's a great thing to do. You're doing it for yourself, really. It's a case of enlightened self-interest. The same kind of self-interest that makes us, prompts us to preserve our forests and our oceans, and indeed our mental balance in times that like these that we are living through. It's not about sustainability, people, because who wants to sustain this? Weather for today, it looks like we've got a bit of cloud cover building up. Highs around 78 today, and overnight mostly cloudy. Lows around 59, and tomorrow Thursday there is a slight chance of showers. Highs around 72, and to tomorrow night overcast skies with the lows around 56. So I just want to, this is exactly what I'm not supposed to be doing. This is Activist Radio. This time, just vote. We know it's not an election. We know there was a coup. in 2016. This is a charade. But vote anyway, because it may not be an election in the sense that we mean it in a democracy, because after all, we don't look around. Do you see any democracy? I don't. But this time, it's not a referendum on your conscience or whether you're sending a message to D.C. It's let's get people in office who could do the job. Let's get people who reflect our values, reflect a sense of responsibility for our community, our world that we live in, and an awareness that it is not just us floating off into outer space and our comet America, drawing further and further above the event horizon in the sky, and drawing ever closer to a singularity. That is not the direction that we want to steer this ship of state. We need to recreate community and sustain that. That said, vote. It doesn't matter whether you're not sending a message to DC. I'm really sorry to break this to you, but you're not. So just get people in office who can take your mandate with them and enact it right here, right now in our communities. It begins here on the ground. And as we know, Florida, Democrats nominated Andrew Yellum, the Tallahassee mayor, and Republicans tapped Representative Ron DeSantis. Oh, yes, you do know that guy. A regular on Fox for governor on Tuesday, setting the stage for a real dust-up of a general election in the country's largest swing state. We've got one of President Trump's most unruly, unabashed allies and an outspoken progressive who would be Florida's first black governor. So keep an eye on that one. Georgia's Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams will now be joined by Mr. Gillum, while its Republican candidate, the Secretary of State Brian Kemp, has a mirror to the south in Mr. DeSantis. See how it all shapes up? You know, okay, you don't like elections, but you like chess, don't you? I mean, who doesn't like chess? I know lots of people who can't play chess, but they do love it. I mean, yeah. So, yeah, that's what we think of it in those terms, and it's a little easier to stomach. So, that said, one perfect example of, since we are in a post-democracy, where we are no longer really citizens, we're consumers, so our consumer confidence is of great interest to the ruling classes. They love to see a bunch of confident consumers spending tons of money to keep those capitalist wheels rolling. And to that end, trade deals are very important. Alas and alack, our commander-in-chief hasn't got he couldn't buy a stick of gum at the corner store, for Christ's sake. Trade deals? Donald Trump hasn't got clue one what a trade deal is. He's got no notion of how to negotiate with our global partners. He does not have the foggiest notion which direction Mexico is and which direction Canada is. He better figure it out, because he may find himself as a refugee at some not too distant date, attempting to claw his way across the closest border he can get his hands on. That's about the only trade Donald Trump's going to be doing. He clearly has absolutely not the slightest notion how international trade works. But what he does, and he knows too, that his audience, that the true believers, don't know what it is either. So it doesn't matter. He can get up there on the podium and foam at the mouth. And about trade and what a great job he's doing. And he's funnily enough, I hope you've all noticed too that nobody who knows anything about trade is calling it whatever Donald Trump. Donald Trump is attempting to rename everything in order to erase all traces of Barack Obama, right? And he somehow is associated NAFTA with Barack Obama, and so he's trying to rename this. He was attempting to reshape American history so that he is an ever lengthening. What should we call it? I know I'm straying into some words and images I really shouldn't be. So I guess we're going to back away from that, but it's getting up there. Donald Trump is attempting to rename the last rags and tatters of our medical system and naming it after himself. What he doesn't, I don't think he's failed to notice yet, is that all of this, these institutions that he's destroyed and renamed after himself, as with the intention of polishing his legacy, they're not going to be anything anybody in their right mind would be proud of. Maybe at some later date he's going to look back and see what he's named this colossal train wreck of an administration. It's all named after him. Yeah. That's one thing. Schadenfreude is a bittersweet reward, isn't it? So, on the subject of NAFTA, we're attempting to get Lori Wallach on the line from Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. Since we don't have Lori, we got a Lori quote. How about this? A preliminary NAFTA renegotiation deal between the United States and Mexico was announced this week. Okay, end quotes. We know progress was made between... Oh, shame on you, Lori. Was made between... Maybe that's why I didn't call in. Between the U.S. and Mexico on some key changes that apparently been demanded for decades. I guess that's the problem right there. Demanding stuff gets you just about nowhere. Nobody likes people to come and demand things, but nonetheless, and mainly, we don't have enough information yet really to determine if this first U.S.-Mexico deal can or even should be the basis for the real NAFTA replacement. There's a lot of good that could potentially come out of this, but based on past experience with the Trump administration, that's not what's going to happen. There is a lot that could be changed in NAFTA, a lot. It's obviously a disaster for labor, the disaster for indigenous people in Mexico, disaster all the way around, really, and it should be renegotiated. But the idea of Donald Trump in charge of negotiating a trade deal does not bode well for any of us. And his virtual dismissal of Canada from the table, one of our top trading partner, that as because of what Trump perceives to be some sort of Canada wasn't obsequious enough, and therefore they were dismissed. See, we really do have a petulant 5-year-old child running the show, and we all know it. And there have been signs, great and small, along the road, but no one really does anything. We all throw our hands up and, oh my God, this is terrible! He can't believe it. And not only that, he tweets, I don't see any change. I don't see anything really happening. I see things getting a lot worse. I see logging doubled in parts of Oregon. I see our coastal waters sold off to the highest and dirtiest bidder. And meanwhile, the rats are deserting the sinking ship. Don McGann, or Don McGon, is gone. He is, of course, the White House counsel. And we're beginning to wonder if Donald Trump isn't going to resort to ambulance chasers, lawyers who he first encounters via billboards as he is ferried around the town in his limo, or perhaps an ad on. In fact, if you are an aspiring lawyer and don't know very much about trade, you might want to pop a billboard up there in front of Trump. You might as well get as much money out of it before you start running. So that said, while America wallowed in Trump's baby fat, China's been building its massive aircraft carrier and locking down total domination over the Pacific. So you can expect very soon the West Coast to be the first domino to fall. Yeah, that's true. China's going to have its way at the trade talk table, no matter what. Call it anything you want. They don't really care. They've won, and they're taking their chips and leaving the game. This is Beat Air Cascadia for Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Brooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. And don't forget, get in there ahead of the game. And, click on the button on the KBOO website. Become a member right now if you're not already a member. Thanks.